This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Ted Cruz, author? Apparently so. The Associated Press reporting this morning that the junior senator from Texas will come out with a new book on June 30th. This is one of the rituals for presidential contenders. If he were a presidential candidate, which he is not yet. The title of his book is A Time for Truth. NPR reported that Cruz was expected to get an advance of $1.5 million from HarperCollins. If that's true, that's about, $250,000 more than Sarah Palin got. The Tea Party favorite wants to battle what he calls the caricatures of the right as stupid, evil, or crazy. Well, we'll give him this much. Cruz is not what you'd call predictable at last week's conservative confab in Washington, the CPAC conference. Cruz was asked what he thought about Colorado's decision to legalize recreational marijuana. Listen closely to his response.
Look, I actually think this is a great embodiment of what Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis called the laboratories of democracy. If the citizens of Colorado decide they want to go down that road, that's their prerogative. I don't agree with it, but that's their right.
Is this reefer madness or what? Aren't Rock Rib Republicans supposed to, you know, just say no? Don't tell that to Ann Lee. Today, the 85-year-old Republican activist, Christian, and grandmother from Houston has been courting Cruz and many others on the Texas right, and she's making her way to the Texas Capitol today to make her case to legalize pot. She joins us from KUHF in Houston. Mrs. Lee, how do you explain your position to your Republican friends?
I do not believe you can be a rock-solid Republican and support prohibition. Prohibition trumps everything that I believe the Republican Party stands for.
Let me stop you for just a moment. Why do you feel so passionately about this? I mean, historically, the people who have been pushing for changes in the law have, you know, they've pretty much been partakers, if you will. But I would imagine that's not, your story is a little bit more complicated.
I first became aware in 1990, and I can remember exactly when it was. It was August of 1990, when our fourth son, then 28 years old, had an accident, put him in a wheelchair as a paraplegic. He chanced upon some research that was done by two doctors with marijuana and spasticity. Spasticity is a real problem for spinal cord injuries. And for Richard, it seemed to be a real problem. And I can remember to this day, this young man who always marched to a different drum, but who would not lie his way out of something, looked at us and said, "Mom and Dad, marijuana is good for me." And I can assure you, sir, that is something I nor my husband wanted to hear.
I bet. Yeah, what was your reaction at that time when he said that marijuana was good for me?
I think speechless is one way to say it. But we had to give this young man credit because we knew he was not lying. We knew somebody said, "Oh, he just wanted to get high." That wasn't the case at all, not with Richard. So after a lot of prayer and research, I realized and this is when I became somewhat cynical, that my government had been lying big time with its propaganda about marijuana.
How did you personally make the leap from being a supporter of, you know, perhaps the use of medical marijuana, which you saw it made a difference for your son, to actually being an opponent of what you call marijuana prohibition?
Because, sir, and I do believe so much of what we do is God-inspired. And I went out to California in 2010 to work on Prop 19, which was to do in California what has since been done in Colorado, Alaska, Washington.
Mm-hmm. Legalization.
And yes. It was the bottom line, sir, is we need to tax, control, and regulate marijuana like we do alcohol and tobacco.
You know,
we need to make it as hard for kids to get marijuana as it is to get alcohol and tobacco. You don't find kids trading beer and cigarettes on the high school campus, but you do find them with weed. And we should have learned from alcohol prohibition. That was one of the things that there was a woman by the name of Pauline Martin Sabin, very wealthy, Martin Salt Company. She was a big supporter of Herbert Hoover, big supporter of alcohol prohibition. A world without alcohol would be simply great. Well, they got prohibition, sir, and it wasn't so great. But one of the big things that Ms. Sabin realized, it was now far easier for a kid to get alcohol because a saloon keeper did not have to worry about a license. Fast forward to today. What license does a drug dealer need to sell your kid or any kid marijuana and make them a dealer on their high school campus? It is prevalent everywhere, and that's what prohibition does for us.
How far off do you think it is that we'll actually be able to partake of marijuana in Texas without any penalty? Are we talking about 5 years, 10 years? What do you think?
Well, I'm working on this year, sir. I'm going to do all that I possibly can. Sir, where has the harm come from marijuana prohibition? From the laws. It's the laws that have caused the harm. What RAMP tries to do is to try to make people understand that there is such a thing as bad law. Marijuana prohibition is simply bad law.
Ann Lee is founder of RAMP, Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition. Ms. Lee, thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Well, you're more than welcome.